are in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up in verse 30. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So one more verse again, and so it's just kind of fun to look at a little bit at a time. So if you kind of go back, and maybe you could start at the paragraph, start at, you know, verse 25. A lot of times we just pick up verse 30 and say, okay, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. But what are some things that could possibly, as you look on the in the text in Ephesians chapter 4, what are some things that could grieve the Holy Spirit? And it's kind of cool how God has allowed the Apostle Paul, through the direction of the Holy Spirit, to write some things down before we get to 4:30. So if you go back to verse 25, therefore, having put away all falsehoods. So, all right, we're going to be real. He's going to encourage them to be real. Speak the truth with your neighbor. Be angry and do not sin. And so we talked about what does it look like for us to be angry and not sin. Every time that I'm angry, does that always mean that it's sin? And I think the answer is no to that. I think there are times we can be angry. It just shows us the things that we value. So that's one of them. Therefore, steal no more. It'll be a group of individuals that are going to go ahead and work and provide and no longer try to do the easy part. No longer let corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but use words that are used to build up and to encourage and to comfort. And then you get, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit, by with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. And so I was thinking about grieving of the Holy Spirit, and I can obviously not put this in words to totally describe this, you know, 100% clear, because I've never been with God, never been with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Trinity. But I'm just wondering and processing. Oftentimes, when I think about do not grieve the Holy Spirit, I think about the choices that I made that I knew were wrong. And so now I've frustrated, or I don't feel like disappointed is the right word. I don't feel like the Holy Spirit's going to ever give us this down eyebrow look. But I was thinking through this part of it. What must it be like for God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit to, one, give their life, so now I have an opportunity for redemption, I have salvation by faith in the cross and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But then I also have the free will to choose to do something that I have the power to say no to. What's it like for God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, knowing that they've equipped me, they've empowered me, they've been giving me the best gift, salvation, life in His name, and this Holy Spirit that's deposited inside of me, where I have the capability of saying, Holy Spirit, I want to rest completely in your strength and in your power, and I'm going to go in a different direction. Or what is it like where I say, well, I don't want to rest in that power. I know that it's available to me, but I still choose to reject that. What is that like for God and the Holy Spirit to be grieving, knowing they gave me the capabilities and the abilities and the strength to say no to that? But as a human, I say yes. How heartbreaking must that be for them? And so as I think about grieving the Holy Spirit, just looking at the possibility, okay, Lord, I want to walk in your strength. I know you've given me strength and power to say no to that, or I don't have to be tempted or succumb to that temptation, but I can ask you for strength and hope as I go forward. And so as I rethink grieving of the Holy Spirit, I want to run back to the fact, hey, I want to say yes to that and no to myself, because I know that I've been given a gift that I don't have to walk down that road because I have the Holy Spirit. I don't have to grieve Him, but I can accept power and go in a different direction because of Him and for Him. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that You would help us to process as we think about grieving of the Holy Spirit, truth of the Scripture, things that we know that we aren't supposed to be involved in yet, but there's a temptation for us to get involved in those, or to say yes to those, even though we've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit and we have the power to say no. Help us to be more in tune with that. Help us to walk more down those road than the natural temptation of being happy. So help us, Father, in Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.